This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Filing of nominations will begin today for Tamil Nadu elections and the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal with the issuance of notifications. All 234 assembly constituencies of Tamil Nadu will go to polls on 23rd of April in a single phase. The nominations for Tamil Nadu will close on 6th of April, while scrutiny of nominations will take up the next day. The last date of withdrawal of candidature is 9th of April. More on this from our correspondent.
This time it will be a five-cornered contest in Tamil Nadu. The NDA front led by AIADMK, Secular Democratic Alliance under DMK, the debut of Tamilaga Vetri Kalagam led by actor-politician Vijay, the Nam Tamilar Kachi led by actor-politician Seeman, and the alliance between PMK founder Dr. Ramdas and former Chief Minister Jayalalitha's confidant and first-time debutant Sasikala will be in the fray for the assembly election. Joy, Akashwani from Chennai.
In West Bengal, 152 assembly constituencies will go to polls on 23rd of April in the first phase. A report from our Kolkata correspondent.
The notification for the first phase of the upcoming assembly elections in West Bengal will be issued today. Along with this, the process of filing nominations will also begin. Candidates can submit their nominations till 6th April. The submitted nomination papers will be scrutinized the following day. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is 9th April. In this phase, voting will take place on 23rd April across 152 constituencies. In the second phase, elections will be held in 142 constituencies on 29th April. The notification for this phase will be issued on 2nd April. The counting of votes will take place on 4th May. Shondipan Dashgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
In a major administrative overhaul in West Bengal, the Election Commission has removed the officers in charge of 170 police stations across the state, including high-profile assembly constituencies like Bhavanipur and Nandigram. Based on recommendations from the Chief Electoral Officers Department, the Commission has approved the transfer and realignment of a total of 184 police officials, including 11 high-ranking officers. The reshuffle spans the entire state from north to south Bengal, affecting districts such as Cooch Behar, Alipurduar, Malda, Murshidabad, North and South 24 Parganas, Howrah, Hooghly and East and West Midnapur. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address the party workers of Assam and Puducherry under Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot Samvad via Namo app today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Assam's progress in the last decade is for everyone to see, and the state is known for its developmental strides across sectors. He further noted that due to the development work, people are all set for five more years of the double-engine NDA government. In another post, Mr. Modi noted that the double-engine NDA government has fulfilled the aspirations of the people of Puducherry over the last 5 years. He expressed his excitement to interact with the party workers of Puducherry. The Lok Sabha will today take up the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025 for further discussion. The bill aims to further amend the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2016. The House is also scheduled to raise a discussion on efforts to free the country from left-wing extremism. Rajya Sabha is scheduled to take up the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The bill aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of the Group A General Duty Officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces. Indian boxers will begin their campaign at the Asian Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today. Women boxers Nikhet Zareen, Lovlina Borgohain, Jasmine Lamboria, Ankushita Boro, Arundhati Chaudhary and Alfia Pathan will advance with buys, Boxing Federation of India said. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 6 wickets in the second match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.